Hi, Craig. What's on your mind, sir?
Thanks for taking my call, actually. I appreciate you got to pay for it, too. That's also appreciated. The reason I called is I'm on a vegan diet for diabetes, having been convinced that from some reports of clinical trials and the mechanism that all the fat I was getting from the diet I was doing, which was kind of paleo, was actually contributing to the problem. When I spoke with the dietitian, what they had to say wasn't really working. I figured I'd just get sick and die in the approved fashion, ADA fashion, if I kept things up. So I'm trying this, and it's working well. My weight's come off. My blood sugar levels are down. But there's a whole lot of questions that come up when you change your diet like this, particularly in this case, because it's a low-fat vegan diet, very low-fat. I was wondering about a few things, one of which was, how low do you go with fat before you start concerning yourself about causing trouble for things like hormone production or whatever? Can you give me any idea about that?
Well, I'm concerned about brain function. That's even more important than hormones, because if we haven't got our brains, who cares if we got our hormones?
Right.
And it's been shown over and over again that there are certain essential fatty acids, particularly DHA, which is usually identified in fish oil, but it is present in a few other places too. You could go looking for a vegan source. I've not found one, but you could try. Anyway, DHA, if it's given to pregnant mommies, their kids have better motor skills at age 2 and 3, no kidding. And for older individuals, DHA is so important for maintaining cognitive function. Now, the reason that I'm carrying on about DHA isn't the best research, but there's certainly other so-called essential fatty acids that help brain. And DHA is usually found in fish oil. I think you'd have a hard time finding it, but I'm sure not opposed to you looking for it in a vegetarian source. Possibly the closest that would come to that would be the krill oil, if krill is a vegetarian thing, you know, the little algae that live out in the ocean. So you could look there, see how much DHA it's got in it. But I'd be very concerned about those essential fatty acids. Now, there is a type of oil that contains omega-3s. And by the way, DHA and EPA are omega-3 fatty acids. That means they're anti-inflammatory fatty acids, and that's very important too. There is a type of fish oil, type of oil that contains omega-3s, omega-6s, and omega-9s, and that's rosehips oil. But it smells so good that actually a lot of people are using it, and it's kind of pricey. But okay, it is strictly from a vegan source. I don't think eating rose hips could in any way be considered on an animal diet. So I think I'd be looking out, sir, for vegan sources of omega-3 fatty acids. That's the thing I would be most concerned about. And I know you have heard, I know everybody has who's gone on a vegan diet, that we got to take some vitamin B12 because that's not in a vegan diet either.
Yeah, I'm taking B12. I got that one wired for sure. Like you say, everybody you talked about this says, hey, take your B12. And there are sources. There's Algae Omega is the name of one product. It's from Nordic Naturals. I've got that in front of me here where they do the DHA 390 milligrams and the EPA. Is it really necessary to try to get the EPA? Because there is another product where they just have DHA and it's purely from algae in a tank or something like that. Do you know, I'm eating walnuts also, a small quantity of walnuts, like a half a cup a day. Mm-hmm. And also some flaxseed oil. I'm kind of semi-cheating on this program. I'm still doing well, but I'm a little concerned in the long run about after I get to where I need to be about the fatty acids, and I appreciate the word on that.
Well, you do need both the DHA and EPA to answer that question, sir. They should be both, and particularly if you're not eating fish, which you're not on a vegan diet, I try to crank up the total overall fatty acids to at least 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day.
Okay, of fatty acids in general. Okay, all right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, this product has two capsules have 715 milligrams, so I'm well on my way, and I am eating the walnuts and the flaxseed oil. So I think I'm going to get there. Thank you. I appreciate you're going over that. One of the reasons why I was so intent on this, besides the high glucose levels, which have gone down, is both of my parents have had dementia issues. My mother seriously severe. My dad has executive function problems. And I have heard of type 3 diabetes as being suspect. Both my parents were diabetic. And type 3 being, of course, the how it impacts the brain. Right. I just don't know if doing the same thing is helping with the brain problem, or if you get your blood sugar levels down, that indicates that your type 3 diabetes, as they call it, is being addressed also. Do you know anything about that in particular?
Yes, sir. I'm pretty sure you're monitoring your hemoglobin A, because A1C, because it is the one that doesn't require fasting, could be done at any time of the day, and because it reflects the last few months of sugar going by that hemoglobin and sticking to it or not. Now, if your hemoglobin A is well under control, and most of the laboratories will tell us that 5.7, if you get past that, that you're in prediabetes, and if you get past, they vary there from 6.3 to 6.5, that you're into diabetes. Well, okay, so if you get down below 5.7, and particularly if you can get it down to 5.2, 5.3, 5.5, then the odds of you having any brain problems are kind of small, because the brain problems come from an excess, the excess insulin response. And if you've got an excess insulin response, you are going to have higher blood sugars, and so your hemoglobin A will be higher. So you've got a marker there you can follow, and if you can keep that under control, then you've got a lot of protection against the brain problem. And then there's one other thing to point out, and that is that at University of California, Irvine, research was done where poor little mice were genetically engineered to get human Alzheimer's. And once the mice had Alzheimer's, and I won't go into the problem of how do you know a mouse had Alzheimer's, but once they did, they biopsied their little mouse brains, and sure enough, it looked just like human Alzheimer's. Well, sure, they genetically engineered them that way. But then they came up with a solution, which is important. They put all those little mice onto an equivalent in an adult human of 3 grams of niacinamide a day. And every one of those mice, the researchers were amazed and said so to this press, got over the symptoms of Alzheimer's, and they biopsied their little mouse brains again, and they found that there was one very significant change in one of the pieces of garbage that clogs up the brain for Alzheimer's, and apparently that was enough to get the mice over it. So I've put that to use for years. I guess it's been around a while, in anybody with type 2 diabetes who's having any form of brain fog or a little depression or just off a little mentally. Here, have some niacinamide. Please make it 3 grams a day. It is safe unless it gives you nausea. If it does, you got to back off. But that's a warning signal of too much niacinamide. And now in the stores, there's a gram and a half, 1,500 milligram time release, so we don't have to take a 1 gram 3 times a day. It's available in natural food stores, the Atomic Clinic Dispensary, the compounding pharmacies, and most men can swallow the 1.5 gram twice a day. And that, anyway, if it can help reverse Alzheimer's in little mice, it's going to, in people, it is being researched right now, help there too. But aside from research, over and over and over again, people with diabetes have told me they're just feeling better mentally when they use niacinamide.
Wow, that is amazing, because I haven't heard of anything that would reverse Alzheimer's. All I hear is, yeah, once you get to a certain point, it's there and it's going to stay there even if you manage to slow it down. That really is remarkable.
Well, as my Italian grandma would say, that's Bologna. It's just that it's not patentable. That's why you're not hearing about it. But it was University of California, Irvine research a few years back.
Okay, that's great. 3 grams of niacinamide a day is well worth trying, and time release sounds like a real plan. So a total of 3 grams a day. You don't have to just chonk it down all at once is what it amounts.
Unless there's any nausea.
One last small thing is, as a consequence of this vegan thing, which is, by the way, a great way to eat. It's easy to do. It's just, you know, a lot of support for it. But I'm eating a lot more apples, and when I eat apples, I tend to eat the core, which has seeds in it. And I'm told there's cyanide in those seeds. And even though there was something called the Little Cyanide Cookbook a few decades ago, I'm still not sure about chewing all that cyanide in. Now, is that a problem, do you think? Do I need to give up on my apple cores, or am I just probably going to get maybe a little more cyanide and I don't know, be healthy?
Yes, sir. What I'm giggling at is that a few years back, federal agents arrested someone who was trying to bring in apricot seeds from Mexico I'm not kidding, and I am yelling, because apricot contains in it, of all things, there's cyanide, and that's where Laetril came from. And some people had actually reported curing cancer with that, and we can't have it. We can't have people curing themselves of cancer with apricot seeds. So they arrested the guy at the border for trying to bring in apricot seeds. And you're no more going to get hurt with the apple seeds than the apricot seeds, sir. You might even cure cancer, but I have to say publicly, nobody's ever researched that. It's just a theory, because apricot seeds have cured some people's cancers.
Sounds like a plan. I'm pretty pleased to hear that, because it's a lot easier to eat that apple core than to try to find a place for it sometimes. Thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate your time and help on all this, because, like I said, doing this vegan diet, it's a whole new thing for me. And also, I'm very concerned about the Alzheimer's possibility. So this is all good word for me.